think trees, dogs love trees. So,
mine does.
Yeah. I think you've got to keep some shaded area in there because it's going to get hot, and dogs need and people need shaded areas. I'm not sure why I was asking for removal of all the trees. Are you talking about bushes, maybe? No, newly planted trees are very fragile, easily killed, and I'm thinking dogs peeing on them would kill them. Not necessarily. Yeah. And which one was it?
Kevin Haley. Commissioner Haley might have one.
The city attorney references subsection P. Mr. Haley.
The suggestion would be, yes, new trees, but they could probably be planted just outside of the fencing, the dog park area, so they're not exposed to the dogs. Article P. And subsection. And the other thing is, they're required to keep the trees alive and growing forever. So they've got to pick the right ones and nurture them. Put cages around them if they need to. Right, the landscape trees.
So this is an example. This is the landscape plan up here on the screen with the trees. You can see just inside the dashed red line, you'll see another sort of hexagonal shape, I guess. That's the fence, I think.
Hey, Ian, sorry to interrupt you. I think we all agree that we shouldn't remove the trees. Now all we've got to do is point us to where it says you should.
So under, it's the page 4 under additional staff recommendations.
It's the April 7th staff comments. April 7th.
Oh, April 7th.
Yep. So now we've moved on to that one.
Okay.
Means you agree with all the ones before?
Yes, although I think a lot of those are for Greg and Mike to touch on.
By the way, you should all know that the city council has Reduction in Paperwork Act for the planning staff.
So yes, it's the first one on that page 4.
So I'm gonna do that. Anything else?
Then we'd be making that a motion to remove it?
Yes. So moved.
Second.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
That's everything from Mandel Group, so I think, Greg, you may have some comments.
We wanted to walk through the stadium. That's stadium, this next item.
Okay.
We still need a motion to approve with inclusion of all the staff comments as revised by the preceding motions by the Planning Commission.
Okay, you guys ready? Motion to approve resolution amending the site plan for a property located at 7115 South Ballpark Drive in the vicinity to allow for construction of a three-story, 53-unit apartment building, B5, the clubhouse, and the dog park with tax keys, with the inclusions of the comments and motions made. See.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we'll move on to B1A. Mrs. Keene.
Do we need to go back to the first part that we tabled, or did you just approve?
Okay, we'll move back to
the stadium could be separate.
So the question is, what were the recommended approvals? I mean,
what do we need to go back to? I think we need we tabled that first part. We need to go back to
right. What we said was we'd hold off on the PDD amendment until we gave Joel the chance to hear all our comments on the site plan. And so I'm sorry if I missed
that. That's correct.
Okay. We need to do that now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
My recommendation on the site plan stands. I would still prefer table. I'm not going to object to approval of the PDD amendment subject to all the changes you guys have made. with the
fire. Site plan, subject to all the voted upon changes, is already voted on.
Correct.
So what you're saying is you're not going to recommend the council.
No. Yes. I will. Staff's recommendation for the site plan is still tabled. Correct. But in a council action sheet, I will say that the Plan Commission recommended approval with conditions. Now, on the major PDD amendment, I would not be objecting to approval of the PDD amendment because there's fewer concerns and issues. Other than my condition from before that still stands, is I'm still worried about the ripple effect. If we start making these changes to the density and stuff, are we pushing ourselves in the corner? Jesse has a condition that he started to articulate to cover that, but I would still state that I still have concerns that might occur, and if that does, that means it has to come back to Plan Commission. I believe that that's what the wording ends up being.
Moving back to item C1, which is the PDD major amendment, Mr. Deedle, in the staff report, you mentioned a waiver motion with regard to a setback, and perhaps you should suggest that motion. Describe it. Suggest a motion prior to the motion.
So, yes. So, in the PDD major amendment, in regards to the table with the densities and that table with the OSR and then the table with the setbacks. So we've already talked about the stated maximum density regulations may be averaged across the portion of the PDD located south of Rawson Avenue. If that is achieved, that does not require the waiver. That's allowed, permitted here. If it's not, we come back to the Plan Commission. We've only indirectly talked about the OSR, but first let's go to the waiver. So there's a setback requirement. Setback requirement, that same table, lot dimensional requirements, minimum lot area, minimum lot width. Front yard setback is the one we're talking about, required to be 25 feet. Plan Commission was open to changing that to 8 feet, including the dwell areas, and then that note or the text underneath that says upon approval of site plans, the Plan Commission may waive the minimum building setbacks from any lot line. So I'm thinking that we should have a motion waiving that setback. So in addition to the main motion that's going to be to approve with conditions this major PDD, there'd be a second motion specifically waiving that setback requirement pursuant to this wording in the PDD ordinance. Okay. Yes.
Motion to waive the setback requirements.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, please by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Ms. Peeble or Ms.
Very motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex Ballpark Commons, to revise and relocate proposed mixed-use building M1 to a newly acquired parcel east of Ballpark Drive, formerly owned by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, at the southeast corner of Rawson Avenue and Ballpark Drive, to add a single-story, approximately 11,000-square-foot commercial retail building, and to revise the hours of operation for the snow park at approximately 7115 Ballpark Drive and vicinity. Subject to and including all of the previously voted upon related subject matters under this agenda
Motion to approve.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Was there going to be anything added about that if they couldn't meet the, it's subject to meeting all those standards, and if they don't, they come back?
That was all part of the site plan stuff. Not the, that's not in the major PDD.
No, I didn't see that as a separate motion. I thought that was just a discussion. Is there a motion to reduce to 700, down to 700 feet?
Square feet.
About the B5 building and the clubhouse, the 8 feet, motion to determine the gross density. We didn't, I don't see a motion on the whole.
No, there wasn't a motion. I understood from the extremely detailed discussion on item by item that it was all covered and that a combination thereof by the planning staff at this point might not create this problem. Do you think there's still a problem there?
I think there's the potential.
Potential. Then to add to the motion, and upon production of all the required information and provisions and the combination thereof and interaction amongst all provisions, shall there be a determination by the city planning manager that city standards have been reduced beyond what was intended by the discussion at the meeting. The amount necessary to correct and supplant that reduction shall be made in the reasonable discretion of the city planning manager following discussion or attempted discussion with the developer thereon. I have no clue as to putting all those together, and we can spend an hour deliberating on this, but I have no logical clue as to why those subject matters are going to be put together and somehow the big picture is going to be a problem for the city planning manager.
So the question was, I believe, we were in a position, I think, to act on the PDD amendment. The city planning manager raised a concern that there could be a ripple effect depending on what the applicant's concerns were on the CSM and the site plan amendment. So at that time, I said, to be fair to the staff, we should go through those comments. So
that was my understanding. We did all that.
Yes. I agree. So the so my perspective was then we would have a vote on the PDD amendment now.
Yeah, I get it. Planning managers.
Yes, it's the ripple effect. You know, we're going with a larger building. We only moved it a few feet. We're going to do this flexibility with the density. There's some flexibility with open space ratio, but some of that requires a special use approval as well. You know, there's they can increase the density, but that needs a special use too. It's that ripple effect. You got a big building on a small site, and once I get all these final numbers for the open space and all that kind of stuff with all these changes, I don't know if it's going to meet all those standards. It's really, really tight.
Will you know that if you receive all information necessary from the developer on the subject matters on or before next Tuesday? When will you know whether or not that's an issue?
When I complete my review.
When will that?
They said they were going to submit revised plans next week, Wednesday. I thought that's what they said.
Right.
And then
yeah,
I will have
right.
to review, and that will probably take me for just that part. I'm guessing the whole review is going to take me a week. This part will take me less than a whole week, but I'm not sure exactly how much.
It would be done before the subject matter would move to the next county council meeting.
Which is 3rd
of May. Were we going to have a special planning commission meeting?
Well, that was before every item was gone through. That was to do that in lieu of what was done.
Yeah, with that caveat, that slows me down and all the other ballpark common stuff. Yes, I can do it in that time, but it slows me down on everything else. Stadium, building permits, signage on C1, it's going to slow me down.
I would say that's up for Mike Zimmerman and Craig Marzo to say if that's acceptable to them. I know there's a stadium that's got to open and a baseball game's got to get played, and although that may be delayed, that's critical path item number one. So I just don't understand why, quite honestly, given the 3 hours or whatever it is we just put into this, we're still struggling with these approvals. I think our comments were all pretty straightforward. They were pretty reasonable. We offered compromises in every opportunity we could. We're not breaking from any agreements that haven't been made previously on Ballpark Commons development. So I would like to request approval, that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the PDD amendment subject to the modifications that we all discussed in detail and that are in the minutes, recommend approval subject to those conditions to the City Council. I propose that the Planning Commission recommend the CSM to the City Council for approval subject to the conditions and the modifications we all discussed. And is the site plan done? So it's just the PDD amendment? Okay, well, I won't restate that one.
And staff recommends what I said earlier, which includes the planning manager's condition. You'll get an answer from planning manager somewhere probably by the end of next week.
Unless I
know what it is, and then it goes to the common council.
Setting priorities isn't an issue for us, it's an issue for
we can review that tomorrow in our meeting.
All right. There's an extensive motion on the floor that was made by Alderman Dandrea. And it was seconded by the
chair. There's an alternate motion. So desires proposed by the developer, which doesn't include the last minor truck.
So,
yeah, but with Jesse's, with that additional phrase, that just gives us some protection, and it gives us a look back, Ian. I don't think it's detrimental. It gives him more flexibility. Okay, so. I'd rather keep that in there. Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion? So nobody jumping up and down. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on back to item D.
Might be all done.
No, we got the stadium.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah, you'll find a tree.
D1 is the Rock Sports Complex changes to the baseball stadium.
Staff comments on this one? Staff comments relating to this one are on the staff memo April 4th, beginning at the top of page 5. They may also be not, yes, they are not in the resolution. So staff is not recommending approval of these changes. So again, the primary changes are the front entrance into the stadium. It's going to be smaller and less decorative. The beer garden, second floor level, they're going to change the railing around the top. And I still have a lack of details of what's going to be up there in terms of the floor, the railings, and all that kind of stuff, the stairs. So part of my concern is just decorative elements of it. This other part of my concern is safety. What if it gets wet? Is it slippery? You know, that kind of stuff. That's the second part. And then oops, the third part is... the second cargo container. So there's two cargo containers proposed and approved right now for concessions, one in the east and one in the west. They're proposing to push the one on the west to a future phase. Time uncertain, requirement uncertain. And then also for the beer garden area, details about the outdoor grilling area, which is also a part of the concerns that the health department expressed in the memo that I got from them. And then the last part that I was adding to this is again that comprehensive lighting plan. So again, three changes to the site plan previously approved by the Planning Commission for the stadium, and then this issue about the comprehensive lighting plan. So I'm bringing, so it's at my request, we're bringing this lighting plan back to the Planning Commission. An early version of this was approved in one of the site plans by the Planning Commission, but it was before all the comprehensive elements were added. The lighting levels are slightly higher in some spots than that prior plan, which is still something that the Planning Commission can approve. The lighting levels are slightly higher along the or near the property boundaries, but appear to be something that still meets the UDO. It's just higher than it was before. Again, something that the Planning Commission can approve. And the reason I keep mentioning that is because the UDO allows the Planning Commission to approve higher lighting standards for recreational facilities. My biggest concern, however, is that I can't pin down, or no one for me can pin down the lighting levels in some of these areas, most significantly the beer garden area. My limited understanding of the matter is that the model or whatever they use to calculate the lighting levels for the stadium lights is proprietary. The lighting that they use to calculate all the other lights, anybody can dig into it and manipulate it and add it together. Trying to put those two pieces together isn't working very well. So what caught my attention is there was a lighting level for the beer garden area that was 5 to 7 foot candles on average higher before they added all the other lights. They add more lights and the light levels dropped. That did not look reasonable to me, so that's my concern. My limited understanding is they're having difficulty putting these two pieces together, and that's the best they could give me. I was not comfortable with that, so I brought it back to the Planning Commission. So I'd be asking for, if you guys are comfortable with it, you'd be reapproving this latest comprehensive lighting plan.
Mayor, we'd love to adjust the lighting if it's appropriate.
We need to do these one at a time so we don't get all
whenever you're ready.
My big issue, frankly, is the health department issues relative to the restaurant portions of this. I don't know that we've adequately discussed all of that and worked it out, but that's my big issue.
May I?
You may.
The health, the way that I thought we had this set up, that issues like that with the individual spaces were for staff review and approval prior to building permit. And that's part of what is proposed for the restaurant portions. Now, we need the health department to approve it before you get the building permit and do that at a staff level. We know we need to address those concerns before we build it, so we know we build it correctly according to what the health department's looking for. And some of those just aren't to that point yet. Some of these buildings have been split out where you're doing a shell on one and then a separate TI for the kitchen, so you can get one piece of it moving, and then that second piece the health department concern would be part of the kitchen build-outs in those individual areas.
So, just to recap, so I'm clear in my mind, we've got issue with the entrance awning, the entrance structure, got an issue with the ticket booth, got an issue with postponing the concession stand, got the issue with some architectural issues on the second floor of the press box.
Whatever it is.
And the lighting.
Comprehensive lighting.
Adjacent to that second, or adjacent to the beer garden area, or inside the beer garden area, and then the lighting. Yes.
All right, so we need to do this in a logical order, and I haven't figured that out yet. So what is your suggestion, Mr. Peebles?
Could
take me off the
list. Could go the staff comment route again.
Okay.
Work our way down the staff comments. So again, this is the staff comments dated April 4th, top of page 5, starting number 1. So the elements currently under consideration, the first 1A is just a note. They were asking for approval of changes to the electrical container. I've already approved those. Signage is separate. 2 is PD, just a note to PDD, asking all those conditions have to be addressed. It really starts on number 3. So now that they're reducing the front gate entrance features, which is called building 1,